is it going? How is life? As you may have guessed, may have noticed, it is Thursday, and we are late as per usual, and Alfred is not going to make this easy on it. He just barked at me as I'm sitting here, so we'll see how this goes. I am late. I am behind. I would love to say, like I do every week, that this is going to change, this is going to be different. But who knows? I don't know. I feel like it's been a busy week, but also not a busy week. Before we get too far, if this is your first time here, you can expect lots of inconsistencies. This is literally anything I want to talk about, everything, nothing. Pop culture, things that are happening in my life, complaints, concerns, lots of Laura problems, as my boyfriend likes to say. So let's get into it. So last weekend, I had a little girls trip, little girls weekend getaway. My best friend Adrian and I went down to Kansas City, took a half day on Friday, and we were going to see Kacey Musgraves in concert. Before I get into anything that happened on the trip, I just want to point out one thing that we discussed on the way that I feel like not enough people are talking about. So as one does on a road trip, we were like, we're getting McDonald's, that's going to be our meal on the way out of town. We don't give a shit at all about any kind of diet, giving any kind of concern to what we're eating all weekend. So let's get some McDonald's before we leave. We stop at the McDonald's, we are driving down the road, we are talking about random stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I have to say something real quick. I'm like, this McDonald's is so good. I don't know how to express how it is so good, and I don't understand it. She chimes in with, oh yeah, well that's the McDonald's I go to when I know I want really good McDonald's. Not enough people are talking about how there are definitely discrepancies from fast food chain to fast food chain. Yes, you can get the same meal every single place, but some places are better than others, and I don't know why. I always kind of go back to, a lot of people think McDonald's is full-on trash, but I personally am not one of those people. I think if I had to pick one fast food restaurant to eat for the rest of my life, and that was the only one I could pick, I think it would be McDonald's. They have breakfast. If you have not had their breakfast burritos, you're completely missing out. They obviously have lunch. You can get a burger. You can get nuggets. You can get ice cream when the machine is working. Adrian also, side note, went to get fast food the other day, not at McDonald's. Maybe it was McDonald's. And she told me the soda machine was out. And I'm like, what kind of business are we running at this place? But I think McDonald's would be my go-to. It's delicious. It's fantastic. You can have it drunk, sober. Their fries are top tier, amazing. Don't care what anyone says. Yes, there might be better ones, but I just love them and obsessed with them. So we started off the strip very strong with this McDonald's. It was greasy. It was delicious. It was so fresh. And I was like, this is going to be a great fucking weekend. So we get down to Kansas City, and I have to say, even though we are into our 30s, a lot of times Adrian and I, especially going to concerts out of town, will definitely cheap out and do a hotel that is not good, not highly rated, not the most luxurious, because honestly, you're spending minimal time in the room, you're getting ready, you're going out, you're coming home drunk and crashing, so why do we need a good hotel? We decided this time to actually up our game and stay at the very luxurious Courtyard Marriott. I know, so bougie. But it also it was close. I mean, we picked it because it was close to the event center, right near Power and Light. We could walk everywhere. We didn't have to deal with Ubers. We didn't have to deal with waiting and planning ahead. I thought we were saving money on Ubers because I feel like Ubers have been a bitch lately. So we get to the hotel. Parking, we're like, everything is not great. There's parking garages, but nothing super close. So we decide to up the bouginess level and even do valet for one night. I know, watch out, who are we? You think we'd have our lives together. And we check into the hotel. We go up to the room, and we are very impressed by how comfortable the beds are. And this was the first moment that we realized of the weekend that we are old, because we were talking about how nice the beds were. And then we both took a nap before we got ready for the evening. So I do have to say, I think this is the first and definitely not the last time we are going to take advantage of this kind of situation and actually suck it up and pay a little bit more money for a hotel room. The last time she and I were in Kansas City, the hotel we had did not have a shower curtain in the shower. It was kind of dirty. I think there were like some dead bugs in the room. Just not the best situation. And I think this was maybe 3 years ago. So not that long ago. Probably should be more ashamed of that fact. But a girl is trying to save money when she can, especially when you're going to be passed out for most of the night. But we loved our hotel. Would definitely stay there. Definitely worth it because we're old. So we take our naps. We get ready. If I didn't say this before, we are going to the Kacey Musgraves concert. And we decided we're going to grab some food at Power and Light right beforehand. Kacey, love you. Love everything you're doing. The girl had two openers. We listened to some in the car, neither of which we were thrilled with. So we're like, you know what? We kind of don't care if we make it to either of these openers. We went to Guy Fieri's Dive Taco Joint. Amazing tacos. I think people talk about Guy Fieri in the sense of like, they like his vibe, they like his look, they like what he's doing for the restaurant industry, they like to make fun of him, but also in like a nice way. I had never eaten at a Guy Fieri restaurant, and not that I had high hopes, but these tacos, delicious. They also had some amazing shots on the menu. Did I snag a picture of the drink menu so that I could save the list and have some shot options later in my life? Yes, I did. It was a great experience, way to start the evening. We, of course, even were like, we got to bring it back. We're going to bring it back and get tacos before we go home tonight. These tacos were delicious. So I should mention that my dog is trying to hump my leg while I do this, so he's scratching me. We're nothing but honest and transparent over here at Whatever Laura Wants. So my outfit for the evening, I got a shirt on Amazon. Black with like a puffy sleeve kind of mesh with some multicolored sparkly confetti looking dots in them. And then I have this coat that I got a couple years ago, maybe last year. And I have been told multiple times that it looks like a bathrobe, like a shower curtain, bathrobe, something you wear in the shower, like that terry cloth kind of looking material. It's hot pink, kind of looks like a rug. I'm obsessed with it. I also got it on Amazon. Grant makes fun of me constantly. My parents, I think, thought it looked like a robe when they gave it to me for Christmas last year, 2 years ago. So it just does not get the best reviews, even though I'm obsessed with it. That was my outfit. Was very happy with it. Don't let Adrian and I fool you into thinking we were adults. We both got there and realized neither of us had brought hairspray. She'd forgot a toothbrush. We are not living our best lives all the time, even though we decided to upgrade our hotel game. So I'm wearing this coat. I'm feeling great on my outfit. Some dude at the dive bar taco place complimented my coat. And I was like, okay, great. Some gay dude is loving it. We're on a good track. We get to the event center. We go get a couple drinks. We're waiting. We conveniently miss both the openers. Perfect timing. We're very high up for seats. Again, Kacey, girl, love you. But tickets were hella expensive. We got the highest up section. Still paid far too much money for them, I personally think. We were going down to our seats and Adrian's like, I think I'm going to throw up. I feel like my heart is racing really fast. We're up way too high. Let's never get seats this high again. And I was like, well, this is where the one time when we need to be cheap because I did not want to pay more money to be lower to the ground. So we get up there. We find our seats. These Gen Z teen girls are sitting right behind us. Normally, I would be a little concerned. However, they told me they liked my coat right away. Perfect. I took my coat off. They were like, oh my gosh, we love your shirt. And I was like, oh, both from Amazon. And they're like, your outfit is perfect for this concert. And I was like, okay, my time has come. If I do nothing else this week, this month, Gen Z has complimented me. They like what I'm doing. They like what I'm putting down. I have their approval. I have made it. Life is good. So we get to the concert. Great concert. Amazing. I guess we missed the beginning because we didn't get there right away, that everyone was getting these light up bracelets that were pre-programmed to like flash and change colors and bounce along with the songs. super cool, very neat. I don't know. She just did a great job. Adrian made the comment. She's like, I think she's high. And I was like, well, yeah, we think she's high all the time, which props to her. But did not stop her from doing a great show, great set. Would definitely go see her again. Casey is not someone I listen to on the regular. I know the popular songs. But definitely worth it. Had a great time. So the concert is over. We are going to go over to Power and Light. Have ourselves a time. We go to, what was it called? McFadden's first, and packed, very busy. The Chiefs were in the playoffs that weekend, last weekend, whatever. We knew it was going to be busy. We finally find somebody to share a booth with, this girl and her husband, and then their friend who was bouncing all over the booth and then telling us all about Herbalife and how her mom's friend sells it for really cheap. And we're like, Herbalife does not make you bounce over the walls like this. Like, this to me is a cocaine situation, which, no judgment, you're out for a good time. But I was like, I don't think I want Herbalife, even though you've lost like 70 pounds in the last month. I don't know that I need to be bouncing off the walls at any given moment, but you do you, boo. But the more important thing we noticed was this girl up like at the different level bar than us, had the biggest hair I have seen in quite some time. This blonde, kind of thin-haired girl was rocking a Bumpit. I do have a photo. I not so sneakily probably took it, but I was like, I don't care. I have to document this moment. I am blown away. I just don't understand how Bumpits have lasted this long. So I put this out of my Snap story. Yes, I still do Snapchat if you're new here. And everyone is commenting back, being like, what the hell? There's a Bumpit in the wild. What are we doing? What is this? Where are you? And my friend Carrie at work, shout out Carrie, I know you're also listening to this, she snaps me and is like, are you in Kansas City? I think we know that girl. I think my husband and I went to college with her. I'm like, hold up. She finds a Facebook photo. She sends it. I am like, this is 1,000% the girl with the Bumpit. I just have no words. And I'm like, that's definitely her. Like, how is this possible? Obviously, part two of that is you can't go anywhere because someone always knows someone. So my mom always used to tell me, you can't go anywhere or do anything wrong because it will always get back to your family, your friends, and you'll have a lot of shame forever. But Bumpit girl, I'm like blown away. Can't believe that Carrie knows this girl in real life. And then she tells me, oh yeah, she's rocked the Bumpit since college. And she even rocked the Bumpit on her wedding day. Now, as someone who has made very, very questionable hair choices in the past, I'm sure I've talked about it before, but if not, I will remind you. Your girl got bangs in seventh grade. Straight across bangs. This was before they were cool, popular, anything like that. Definitely did not have the face to pull them off. I have a very round, chubby face. And it was too close to when I was an actual child. I thought I was cool in junior high, seventh grade, ready to be an adult. But I decided I wanted bangs. The day I got them, everyone made fun of me. I was a very resilient child. And I don't know what it says about me that I did not give a shit that they didn't care about, they didn't like my haircut. And I had those bangs from seventh grade through like my sophomore year of college until my boyfriend at the time convinced me that maybe I should do something else. I left the country rocking these bangs. I went through not having a straightener or a blow dry with these bangs. I let these bangs get rained on. The bangs were not great. I don't regret them at all. As I stated multiple times, I'm a strong, independent woman. I clearly, again, the audacity of young Laura to think that she could pull off bangs, straight across bangs at that, for what, 6 years? Is that how math works? Probably. A long ass time. 5 years at least. Who are you? Where'd you go? Just kidding. She's probably still here. Still don't give a fuck about a lot of things, but I would never go back to straight across bangs. It took up too much of my life. So When I say that I understand that Bump It Girl, where she's coming from, you like something, you stick to it, it makes you feel good, you don't give a shit what anyone else says, I'm there with you, sister, but the Bump It is a poor choice. At least when I did my bangs, it was, what, the early 2000s? It was an excuse. I was in junior high. I didn't know what I was doing. But you are a grown-ass woman choosing every day of your life and your wedding day, probably the most photographed moment time of your life, to have this Bump It in and look outrageous like your hair is giant. I do understand her hair looked kind of thin. She needs the help. Some of us were not blessed with thick-ass hair. However, the Bump It, I don't understand it. I slightly respect it. I have concerns at the same time. Either way, I don't know. You do you, girl. And also, did you have the same Bump It that you had since college? Do you buy more? Can you buy more? Perhaps I'll need to investigate. So after we got past that, we went to Shark Bar, I believe it's called. They had a cover. We were like, we don't care. They play throwback, like 90s, 2000s music, and it's a dance place, and that's all we wanted in life. I don't know why we don't have one in Des Moines. I have some ideas if anyone wants to go in on me and doing a throwback bar. But we went, we danced. I've also realized that I'm old in the sense that when there are dudes around, they're all annoying. I don't care if they're hot on any kind of surface level. I don't care if they're not hot. Basically, any dude that's around me when I'm out now, I'm like, don't look at me, don't touch me, mind your own business, get away from me. And I don't know if that just means that I am getting old or that I'm just fine and happy in my relationship, but men are trash and I just could do with less of them out in the wild, especially when I'm trying to dance. They did play the We're All in This Together, yes, from High School Musical, and had two of their waitresses in little cheerleader outfits doing a dance on top of the DJ booth. Mad respect. That bar also has a patio, which I would love to go back to when it's warmer and not 20 degrees, but it was a heat wave. Honestly, in Des Moines, it was negative temperatures when we left. When we hit 21, 25 in Kansas City, amazing, fantastic, thriving. And after that, that was pretty much our night. Although my other complaint with that is bars are open till 3, but at 2:35, they called last call and then immediately turned the lights on and kicked us all out. That's not what last call means, you hoes. That means one more time to get a drink, and then you probably have about 15, 10 minutes, but not instantly, you're kicked out of the bar. Do not appreciate it. Was not ideal. But we went back to the hotel room, we tried to order food, and then we stayed up till 4 in the morning waiting for this food, and then our order got canceled because they said the restaurant was closed. Don't let me order from a restaurant if the restaurant is going to close during the time frame that you're telling me it's going to deliver. Very sad, very disappointed. Whatever, went to sleep. Next day, Aiden had to get back that night, but we decided we were going to go get brunch. We did go back to McFadden's because it also has brunch, interestingly enough. Proceeded to have the worst waitress experience of my probably entire life. We watched two different tables come in, get a glass of water. She took so long to come back to them that they left. She let us sit there for about 15 minutes after we were done eating, never refilled any of our drinks, let us sit there forever before we got our tabs. And it was just not ideal. She was very nice, but it was just like, honey, you know we're not here to sit and have a good time. Like, we're drinking Coke and water. We are not here to pound beers and have you wait on us all day. And then we made our way back and made it back to Des Moines. So it was a real quick trip. So much fun. I'm so happy we got to do it. Adrian doesn't get to get away a lot because, you know, she's a mom now, all of that stuff. So we get home, and I would love to say that my woes of the weekend ended with the bad waitress, but I have a saga about getting my dinner on Saturday night, and if you do follow me on Snapchat, you got to hear all of this in almost real time, because I took that little microphone that I got on Amazon that I am now obsessed with and did a play-by-play. So I got home. We were all settled. I had some time to kill. I decided, you know what? I'm going to have pho. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to have pho. I'm going to watch Encanto from start to finish without child interruption and hopefully get the full experience. So I scheduled my pho to come at 7:30, which I thought, perfect timing. Great. Fantastic. At about 7:40, I was getting notifications. Well, I kept tracking it, and it was like, no one's coming, or someone did come to get it, but then they didn't pick it up, and the driver changed, and all that stuff. And I was like, what is happening? So then it tells me that my new delivery time is 8:40-something to 8:50, but it is already halfway through that time frame. Then it updates me again, and it says, your delivery time is 8 or 7:50-something to, like, 8:10. And I'm like, if I wanted to eat at 8 o'clock at night, I would have not planned ahead, or 8:30 rather, almost a full hour after I ordered it. I would not have planned ahead and tried to place this order. Also, do I live very close to the pho place? You bet your ass I do, but the theme of my evening was, let's not wear pants. I did not wear pants from like the moment I got home from this Kansas City trip. Grant was gone. I just needed to have no pants on and live my life. So, did not want to put on the pants, especially when I pre-planned in great amount of time to have this food delivered to me. So I'm watching it. The food is finally in motion. I'm like, you know what's going to happen next? They're not going to be able to find my house. Our townhomes are not labeled very well, and people get confused often, especially on food delivery. So, my food is in motion. I am watching it. Very shortly thereafter, I get a phone call. I'm like, here we go. She's like, I think I see you. Da, 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 da. She was three buildings away. Definitely the wrong spot. I explained to where she was. Great. She made her way down. She came up. I hung up. And a few minutes later, she rang the doorbell. Now, because I am not a psycho, I pick contactless delivery. Not just because I'm not wearing pants, but also because I don't want to talk to anyone when I'm also not wearing a bra or in general. I would love to never talk to a delivery person ever again. In the nicest way, if you are a delivery person, I appreciate you, I love you, I support you. But we don't need to chat in order for you to do your job successfully. And I picked delivery because I didn't want to talk to anyone and sit at a restaurant. So she rings the doorbell. And then she doesn't go away and she knocks. And I was like, okay, whatever. Let me wrap this blanket around me and go answer the door. She's like, oh my gosh, here you are. I'm so happy I found you. And then she tells me that the directions on Uber Eats or whatever, Grubhub, took her to Hy-Vee and not to the pho restaurant. Now, these two restaurant places are directly across the street from each other. So I guess she goes inside Hy-Vee, is asking all these people where she's going. They had to call a manager over. And then the manager finally figured out that, no, my food order wasn't there, and she needed to go across the street and pick it up. A lot going on. Finally got the food. It was delicious. Watched Encanto all the way through, straight through. Sang along to We Don't Care About, Talk About Bruno. And then I cried. So I think Adrian called that a success because she was happy that I actually cried during the movie. And then, you know, other than that, I was a lazy piece of trash on Sunday, and it was great and fantastic. So let's switch gears and quit talking about my weekend. Also during all this time, one of my best gays, Jason, bless his heart, he has decided he wanted to invite me and my other friend Brittany to run a 10K, and he lives in Denver. That was who I visited when I did the whole pit bull thing. He wants to do a 10K. I, as someone who is not confident in my 5K abilities, barely, I mean, I've done one, two actually, I guess, technically, a 10K seemed like a lot, especially when you throw in the mountains. Like, I'm just not going to be able to breathe, and it's a fun run, so there's shots during it, and people dress up, and I love all of those things. However, I don't love it when I'm running, especially at altitude. So he decides he wants us to do a 10K. I'm like, ooh, we'll see, what's the training program? Would love to get super in shape, kind of, but, like, that sounds like a lot. Then he's like, actually, let's do a half marathon in Hawaii. My man, Jason. If I didn't think I could run a 10K, What makes you think I can run a half marathon? He assumed naturally that the trip would entice me. However, as someone who has a limited amount of vacation time, and it is already a month into the year, I pretty much know what my vacation time is doing. I pretty much knew in November of last year-ish what my vacation time was doing. He and Brittany are dumbass bitches, and they both have like 9 weeks of PTO. I'm like, some of us have to be more strategic than that. Some of us had to roll a couple weeks from last year. Some of us will need to roll some weeks into next year because they also have plans. Talk to me in 2024. I'm like, you guys definitely go to Hawaii. Definitely do these things. I cannot swing it financially, PTO-wise, and my body cannot. I thought we had moved on from the topic. Alas, we did not. This man, again, the audacity, decides that instead of a half marathon in Hawaii, we should do a full fucking marathon this fall. Now, if you've heard what I've said about the 10K and the half marathon, imagine my enthusiasm for a full marathon. I said, do you understand that I would literally die? Do you understand how slow my 5K time is? Do you understand that I cannot run for 6 hours straight? To which he said, it's only 5 hours. And I said, there is no way that even if I had, maybe I could in a full year or a year and a half, I cannot get ready for a full marathon in what, 7 months? Impossible. He's like, you guys will be so hot. We'll be in such great shape. I really want to do it. I'm like, why don't you do it? We will come watch you at like a long weekend thing and you can feel supported in that way. Also, the amount of people that shit their pants while running a marathon, I don't want to shit my pants. Also, I am a ginger. I will burn up in the sun if I'm in the sun for 6 hours straight. Where am I going to go that one application of sunscreen is enough to get me through a full marathon amount of running? As I also said, there are physical things that I feel like sometimes people are like, I want, like, some people do want to run a marathon. Some people want to climb Mount Everest. Some people want to do a triathlon, do a bunch of biking. I personally have zero desire to run a marathon. I have zero desire to run a half marathon. I would like to potentially cap out at a 10K at best. 5K, I think, is where it's at. If I can get faster at a 5K and still be in better shape while I do it, perfect. The other thing that I would maybe do is a Tough Mudder. And I would only do the short version, the 5K one, because, again, that's where I'm at with my life. So I'm just trying to talk him out of the fact that I will never run a marathon. I'm like, it's just not going to happen. I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but I am legitimately fat and out of shape. You, however, used to run cross country and you run multiple days a week already. Me and Brittany are sturdy Midwest girls who cannot run. Brittany probably could run a marathon, so don't let that sneaky bitch tell you otherwise. But I, as the overweight friend, will never run a marathon. Maybe in 2024, if we can get a Hawaii trip organized around it, I could get enough motivation. But I also don't really think so. And he's like, you'll feel so proud. You'll feel so accomplished. I don't want this kind of accomplishment. Just not for me. If that's your journey, great. But your girl does not want to run a marathon. He would have to pay for a trip for me out of the country in order for me to get any kind of motivation to run a marathon. Then he also had the audacity to say, okay, now go run 3 miles. And I'm like, sir, it is 17 degrees outside. Real feel, -5. You get your ass here and run outside. No, thank you. I will do better things than run for a couple hours every day to train for the marathon that I have zero interest in accomplishing. Thank you very much. Okay, it is unsolicited recommendation time of the week. I do not have anything new that I've been watching. However, I have been reading a book because you may recall that is my one of my resolutions. Read a book. She is educated. She is doing better than looking at her phone constantly. I am reading The Wreckage of My Presence. It is a book of essays by Casey Wilson. Casey Wilson also has a Housewives, Bravo Housewives podcast. I know her best from Happy Endings, probably my favorite TV show of all time, if you have not watched that. She was on SNL. She has a housewife spoof, like a little TV show thing. She's just delightful and fantastic. And it really is just essays about her life. She actually, Louis Anderson just passed away, and she just had an article, an essay about when she met him. And it was very cute and very sweet. And it kind of made me tear up even before he passed away. So if you are looking for something very funny, I laughed out loud next to Grant in bed reading one chapter the other night. Very touching, very funny. Check out The Wreckage of My Presence. I think you can get on Amazon anywhere books are sold. You will not regret it. And again, check out Happy Endings. If you like her, I have not got to the Happy Endings chapter yet, but I am very, very much looking forward to it. And that is going to do it this week. Thank you once again for sticking it out, waiting for my late episode. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, do all the things, tell a friend, tell two friends. Let me know what your physical achievements you want to do are, if I'm crazy or not for thinking I can't do a marathon. Also, please tell me about the bad hairstyles you've chosen today. Like I said, I don't regret the bangs, but I probably would regret a bump it. Have a great week. I will see you guys next Tuesday.